Today on the Covenant Eyes podcast, we'll be playing the third and final part of our interview with Crystal Renaud and Jessica Harris, two women who have come out of a background of pornography addiction. Jessica is the founder of Beggar's Daughter, an online ministry geared towards exposing the issue of pornography addiction among women and providing tools for the church and for the women who are struggling with this sin. Today, Jessica will share the turning point in her story when she began her journey out of the slavery of pornography.
But it was like God said, listen, you have been wondering why you're not close to me. You have been praying for freedom. You have been trying to do this on your own for a year now. It's time to get help. It's time to tell somebody.
She will also give her words of advice to the struggling woman who has yet to confess this sin to anyone. Crystal is the founder of Dirty Girls Ministries, a Christian anti-pornography ministry that focuses on helping women overcome porn addiction. Today, Crystal will share the story of her turning point. She will also talk about putting away the idol of pornography in so that we might experience fullness in Christ.
You are not alone. You're just one of millions of women who are struggling. And from the day you were born to the day you die, your sins are forgiven because of the grace of God, who sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die and to bear that burden for you. He set you apart for something so much bigger and so much greater than being a slave to a sin that's already been bought.
You won't want to miss the conclusion of this interview today on the Covenant Eyes podcast.
Jessica, what was the big turning point for you?
Well, I think I went to a Christian college right out of high school and was caught there. And that was when I was at the worst part of my addiction. And it was so bad I was scaring myself because I was doing things that I never thought I would do, ever. And I wanted to get caught because how do you start the, hi, my name is Jessica and I'm addicted to porn. There's no conversation starter for that. But I wanted someone to catch me, like, so bad. I wanted to be caught because then I figured I would get help. And I got caught at this school. But I went into the Dean of Women, and she said, I'm sorry, women don't have this problem. We know this wasn't you. Sign on the line and go back to your room. Okay. So I signed on the line, went back to my room, and I just never went back to that school. But I went to Bible college the next fall, and the Dean of Women there, same position, Dean of Women there came into, she had a girls-only Devo. She came into the room, stood up front. There were 300 women in this room. She says, we know that some of you are struggling with pornography and masturbation. It was a Christian college. Every woman in that room professed to know Christ. They were all my age. And she's saying that there's more than just me. And she stood up there, and I was thinking, how on earth did they find out? I had been so good about not telling anybody, so good about hiding everything. How on earth did they figure out that I struggle with this? And she went on to talk about strongholds in our lives and how if we let the devil have a stronghold, we're going to lose our effectiveness for God. I had been saved about a year, and I had just in June committed my life to Christ. So porn was like a huge hook in my life, and I would be frustrated, like, why can't I be where I want to be with God right now? And what she said made so much sense. It was like the devil had a hook in my back, and he would not let me go any further. She challenged us to write down our strongholds on a slip of paper and to hand them to our discipleship partners at the school. And I really didn't want to do it. I wanted to write down something churchy, like I had some struggle with Bible reading or I don't pray enough. I wanted the cute churchy answers, but it was like God said, listen, you have been wondering why you're not close to me. You have been praying for freedom. You have been trying to do this on your own for a year now. It's time to get help. It's time to tell somebody. And so I wrote it down, and seeing the word pornography by my name broke my heart because that was me. It was no longer Jessica Harris, Bible college student, Jessica Harris, 4.0 student, Jessica Harris, it was Jessica Harris, pornography addict. And that was a shocking moment for me, even though I had struggled with it for years up until then, to see it written down in front of me. Like, that's how God is seeing me right now, and that's what he wants to fix. He wants to change that. And so I handed the slips of paper to them, and I will never forget walking back to my room that night because it was like I felt like I was never coming back. Like, the devil is always right there when you're trying to break free, and he was right there saying, you're going home. Pack your bags. They don't really care. They lied to you. They just wanted to try and weed out all the bad kids. So, you know, next time it'll be drugs, next time it'll be this, but they got you. You've blown it. you know, there's no one's going to love you now. No one is going to even pretend to care about you. You're done. And it was such a mixture of, like, wanting to be relieved and filled with shame at the same time. And then one of the women who got my slips of paper came into our room later that night, and I thought, oh, no, here it is. Here's my red card. I'm going home. And she called me out into the hallway, and she said, Jessica, what you did was brave. She says, that's some brave stuff. And she says, we are going to help you. Mm-hmm. And for the next 2 years, she and a group of other women from that school took me under their wing and discipled me and asked me the hard questions and walked me through who I am in Christ and understanding what Christ wants for me, what he wants to do in my life, the transformation he wants to make in my life. And those 2 years, I'm grateful for those women. It was that openness and that honesty and challenging me to be honest with myself, because I had known for years my struggles with porn. That wasn't a big surprise to me. But taking away all the fluff and realizing that at the core of who I was, that was who I was, broke my heart, and that was my breaking point for me. And knowing that she already knew, this dean of women expected women in that room to be struggling with pornography. She anticipated that, and she stood up there and said, we love you, and we are going to help you.
And that really goes back to what both of you were talking about earlier, as far as people in the church need to know that this is happening with women, and that there needs to be an openness about it, and we need to know how to deal with this and help women who are struggling with pornography. Crystal, could you tell me more about you and what the turning point for was with you and when you really started to seek help?
Sure. I was about 16 years old and at the peak of my addiction when I became saved. And the day that I learned that I wasn't the only girl struggling with this addiction was the first of many turning points that I'd had. Even as a new Christian, I was not willing to surrender this addiction because, of course, it was mine. I went through a long battle with succeeding in my sobriety, but only messing up repeatedly. And this pattern continued for a good year or so, probably. I did have some accountability in place, and I was finding some freedom from my addiction. But accountability, as you know, most addicts know, is only as good as how honest you are. And I was still fully relying on myself and not Christ. And I was lying to my accountability partner, even though she was the one who told me that she was the one that had a porn addiction and actually opened my eyes to the idea that I was not alone. The true turning point, though, was about 7 years ago on the day that my faith in Christ became very real and not just my ticket out of hell, as it had just been for a while. That happened after a potentially dangerous situation that a bad relapse had left me in. It was in that moment that, for the first time, I heard the voice of God, and it was right then and there that I started my will and fell into the arms of Christ and to pull me out, because I was not willing to let it go. And finally told my accountability partner, you know, I've been lying to you. I've been doing this and that. And finally I had to put some very strict things in place, like I had to get internet filtering, I had to get accountability software, I had to do all of these things for me to be able to break my will. I was so good. I never got caught, and that was the thing. Like, I was so good at keeping everything the way it was supposed to be. Every single thing was deleted off the computer. All my history was always wiped out. I didn't ever buy anything tangible that could have been found or thrown away. Like, I did everything right in terms of what an addict is supposed to do. And so I never was caught. It was all about me making a decision that I was going to change. And so that's what it took. It took major accountability. It took not lying, which was the hardest thing because I was a great liar. And I'm indebted to that woman who helped me out because we're still great friends to this day. And I tell her, you know, the only reason why I have an issue that I have is because you wouldn't let me go. And I think that's what's so important is, like, I can see God's divine appointment. I could see now, you know, I went through what I went through so I can help other women. But also, like, I went through what I went through so I can see the importance of accountability and also so God could break me. You know, he was not going to allow me to be so destructive anymore. And I can see that in hindsight. Just the things that he let me go put myself into. It's humbling, and it's an honor to follow a God who is so good about bringing his kids home to him and who all he really wants us to do is surrender. And that's what it took for me. It took me surrendering my will and my pride in order to really overcome my addiction.
Great. Thank you for sharing. It's wonderful to hear how God has worked in both of your lives and bringing you out of your porn addiction. Jessica, if you could give one encouraging word to the woman who's listening right now, who's not confessed this to anyone yet, what would you say to them?
I think my word would be peace. When you're in that state of wanting to tell somebody and having no clue who to tell, life can get chaotic. Your mind fights itself, your body fights itself, and you want to stop, but it's like your body is completely in control of you. And I told people when I was first coming out of this, you feel like a zombie sometimes because you honestly feel like your body runs in autopilot. And I would get up in the morning and convince myself and tell myself, you are not going to look at pornography today. But the second my feet hit the floor, they just kind of walked to the computer. So life can get so chaotic. And it's like when the devil knows that you want to break free, he hits you harder. And so peace. P is to pray for a godly accountability partner. You want a woman of God who is going to draw you closer to God. You don't want to tell just anybody on the street that you're struggling with this when you're in the middle of your struggle, because some people will say, well, why is it a big deal? Other people will freak out and run away. You want a woman of God who is going to point you to God. That's the most crucial part, in my opinion, for breaking free, is to stop focusing on it, on the sin itself, and to just run to God and to focus on Him. You need an accountability partner that loves God and has an intimate relationship with God. She does not have to have experience with this. I feel like that's where some of the glitch is, because women feel like they have to have experience in order to be able to help. You don't. You just have to know how to love God and to be able to help somebody else do that. E is to expose them to the topic. Go to Crystal's site. Go to my site, beggarsdaughter.com. Just put the bug in their ear. Say, hey, I heard that women are struggling with this, and see what they do. Just help them understand that this is an issue. And that's why I believe Crystal and I do our ministries, so that people understand that this is an issue. And then ask them, that's the A, ask them their opinion on it. You're going to get either a very negative reaction or a kind of in-between one. You're going to get people who say, oh my goodness, I can't believe women struggle with this. I'm so glad those people aren't in our church. And those are not the people to be your accountability partner. But you will encounter women who say, oh wow, I had no idea that this was a problem. What can I do to help? Those are the kind of people that we need, and those are the kind of people that you should be looking for as an accountability partner. And then C is to confess the sin to them. And like Crystal said, you have to be honest. Pornography can happen in your mind. I struggled in college with 3 roommates, no computer. Still struggle with pornography. How can that happen? It's in your head, and it stays there. I'd be in the middle of praying, and all of a sudden, wham, there's this video in my brain. And so it's important that you are honest with them. They can't help you get free if they don't know where you're being held down. Then E is to endure. Understand that freedom is not an overnight victory. It is not something that you're going to wake up one morning and voila, congratulations, you're free. It is a process, and the longer you've been in it, the harder it is to get out. Coming out, you're fighting your body and your mind. Nothing in you wants to get away from this. It is a physical addiction, usually, by this point, and that's not easy. And there were times in my journey, took me about a year, actually, to break free. And in that time, there were times my body would ache, and, like, I would physically hurt. And it was just, you have to run to God, and you just have to say, God, I can't do this. I can't take this. You're going to have to fight this battle for me, because I am out of strength. I'm done. But for those women who are really pray, and He will bring somebody your way. He desires for you to be delivered. He doesn't want you to be trapped there. So if you are waiting for an accountability partner and you pray for one, He will bring you one.
Crystal, if you could talk face to face with the woman who is struggling with this sin, what would you say to that person?
Well, first, if I can just say this, Jessica, that acronym for PEACE is awesome. I just wrote that down, and if I can, I'm totally going to steal it from you. But the first thing I tell a woman who comes to me and says that she's addicted to pornography, and I want to say this to every woman who might be listening now who's struggling, is, you know, girlfriend, you are not alone. Don't give yourself so much credit that you're for being the first one. You're just one of millions of women who are struggling, and that does not make your addiction or decision to sin justified. From the day you were born to the day you die, your sins are forgiven because of the grace of God, who sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die and to bear that burden for you. He set you apart for something so much bigger and so much greater than being a slave to a sin that's already been bought. And I believe it's 2 Corinthians somewhere, I think it's 12, that says, "My grace is sufficient for you. My power has made perfect in your weakness." I mean, his power is made perfect in your weakness, girl. The God of the universe, the God we serve, wants all of you. And he doesn't want to share you with anything or anyone. And holding on to an idol, you know, it will only keep you from experiencing God's love and grace to its fullest. And it's just time to go and make today the day you set that idol of pornography down. And so his power can be made perfect in you.
For more information about Crystal Brunell, visit dirtygirlsministries.com. And for more information about Jessica Harris, visit beggarsdaughter.com. On these sites, you can learn more about porn addiction among women, read stories that inspire hope for recovery, share your own story, and learn more about how to make Christ the focus of our efforts to overcome addiction. You've been listening to the Covenant Eyes podcast with your host, Tricia Gilkerson. To hear more podcasts, visit us on iTunes or go to the Covenant Eyes blog, Breaking Free, at covenanteyes.com/blog.